أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue with our series on reflect on the Quran with Surah Al-Fatiha as the basis of this reflection, inshallah. And last Jumu'ah we were on the ayat Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the attributes, the sifat by which he wanted to introduce himself. My brothers and sisters, the introduction sets expectations. An introduction sets the tone for the meeting. If I go to somebody and he introduces himself as a physician, I will not tell him that my car is not working properly. And if I go to somebody who introduces himself as a world-class motor mechanic, I will not tell him that my heart is not beating properly. If I go to somebody who introduces himself as an advocate, I will not tell him about my headache unless that headache has a name and two legs. The introduction sets the tone, and the introduction sets the expectations from the meeting. So how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose to introduce himself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the attributes and sifat that he's told us about, which we know as his 99 names. And he has attributes and sifat which we have no clue about. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not restricted to 99 sifat or 99 names. 99 is what he told us. Walla alam, what he has beyond this. And out of these sifat, if you look at it, there are so many ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have introduced himself by means of his jalal, by means of his kamal, by means of his izzah. Al-Aziz, wal-Jabbar, wal-Muntaqim, wal-Qahhar. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to introduce himself by saying that he is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The introduction sets the tone for the meeting. The introduction sets the expectations from that meeting. And what is that meeting? That meeting is the one he mentioned in the next ayah, Maliki Yawmiddin. The day when we will meet Allah Jalla Jalalu. Those who believe and those who do not believe. Those who expect and those who do not expect. Those who want to meet him and those who do not want to meet him. It is a day about which he said, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبَ. Let them make a way. Let them decide. Let them prepare. Because this meeting will happen. This meeting is not dependent on belief. This meeting is reality. And for the muttaqun, for the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself and he said that on that meeting, it is true that about that same day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another part in the place in the Quran, he said, Limanil mulkul yawm, lillahil wahidul qahar. He said, who is the king today? And this will be spoken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu himself. And when he will speak this, this will be after the blowing of the sword, when everything is dead. And then Allah will say, Limanil mulkul yawm, who is the owner, who is the malik, who is the king, who is the malik today? And there will be nobody to answer that question. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer his own question. And he will say, Lillahil wahidul qahar. Today is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla jalaluhu, al-wahidul qahar. He did not say, Lillahi ar-Rahmanu ar-Rahim. He said, Lillahi al-Wahidul Qahar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this day and described this time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this day and described this time in many ayat of the Quran, especially in the last juz, Juz Amma. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be held up. It is normally held up by the four angels who are called the hamalini arsh, the throne bearers. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they are such tremendous and huge and magnificent creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. That he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if a bird takes off from the shoulder of the one of those angels, it will fly for 500 years before it reaches the ear lobe of that angel. And this is, four of them bear the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith, he said when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his angels, and he ordered for them to bear the arsh, to bear the throne, the angels held up the arsh and they started sinking. In spite of all that power, they could not hold the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired them to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then it held. Because even the hamal in the arsh cannot do anything without the izn of Allah, without the qudrat of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create four more angels. And Allah mentioned this also in the Quran. He said, they are thamani. There are eight of them. He said, Allah will create four more to hold the arsh on the day of judgment, because that will be the kind of jalal of Allah on that day. We know from the hadith that on this day, all the people will be in a state of great turmoil. The azab has not begun. Punishment has not begun. This is only the difficulty of the time of arsh. Only the difficulty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us all from that difficulty and choose to keep us under the shade of his arsh on the day when there will be no shade except his shade. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people will be in such a state of turmoil. Some will be immersed in their own sweat. And he said this sweat will be in relation to their sins. Some will have the sweat up to their ankles, up to their knees, up to their waist, up to their chins, and some will have the sweat like a bridle through their nose, through their mouth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. And at this time of turmoil, somebody will say, let us go and ask someone to intercede before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to set up the mizan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to set up the scales so that at least the work of today will begin. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, people will say to each other, I don't mind if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws me into the hellfire, but let me get freed from the stress of this time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having said this, he said that they will say that only because they have no idea what the hellfire is. So they will go to Adam alayhi salam. It's a long hadith. I will not narrate the whole thing. Just pointers. They will go to Adam alayhi salam and they will ask him, and Adam alayhi salam, and there's a whole narration of what he will say and so on and so forth. As I said, I will not go into all those details now. But Adam alayhi salam will say, I have no power to intercede before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. His jalal is such that I cannot go before him. Go to Nuh alayhi salam, the father of the prophets. They will go to Nuh alayhi salam and they will get the same reply. They will say the jalal of Allah, he will say the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that I cannot intercede today. Go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. They will go to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his Khalil. And Ibrahim alayhi salam will give them the same answer. He will say, today I have no power to intercede before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, the one to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke directly. They will go to Musa alayhi salam, they will ask Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam will tell them the same thing. He will say, I have no power to say anything before Allah Jalla Jalalu today. Go to Isa alayhi salam, who is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is an ayatullah, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made free from all sin, they will go to Isa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam will say, today I have no power to intercede before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I committed a sin or not, people committed sins in my name, I am afraid of Allah. I cannot go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. Go to Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people will come to me. And he said, I will go before the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, I will fall in sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause me to remain in the sajda for as long as he wishes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire me at that point in time to praise him and glorify him in words that have never been used before. There is no creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no malak, no jinn, no ins, who use those specific words to greet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time on the day of judgment when he is in sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I have done that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say to me, irfa ra'asaka ya Muhammad, raise your head ya Muhammad, ask and it will be given, make shifaat and it will be given, intercede and it will be given, say what you want and we will do this for you. Who is this Muhammad? Who is this Muhammad? This is the one whose sunnah is so difficult for you to follow. This is the one whose sunnah, when people ask you to follow, you get angry with those people. This is the one whose sunnah you try your best to avoid, because you like the sunnah of everybody else. But remember, on that day, those people whose sunnah you are following, willy-nilly, with your wish, without your wish, default or deliberately, every single one of them will be running around like a headless chicken. The one whose shafaat you will need on that day is not the one whose sunnah you are following. It is the one whose sunnah you refuse to follow. My dear brothers and sisters, wake up. As I told you, I have told you many times before, I don't talk for the entertainment value. Look into yourself. I look into myself. Bring about changes in your and my life. Because the time is coming and it is very close when the malaika will come for us. When the malaika will come for us. And that is when our day of judgment will begin. Al-qiyamatu sughra, the small qiyamah begins then. Irrespective of when the actual day of judgment is, my day of judgment will begin when the malaika stand before me. And at that time, it will be too late to bring about those changes. Stop fearing the people. Stop seeking the approval of people. As I have told you many times before, irrespective of what you choose to do in your life, good or evil, you will always have supporters. Make no mistake. The biggest criminals in this world have supporters. The most evil people in this world have supporters. And the best people in this world also have supporters. Don't run behind the dunya. They cannot do anything for you. None of those supporters can do anything for you. Their pleasure or their displeasure has no meaning whatsoever. There is only one whose pleasure and displeasure has meaning. And who is that? Allah Jalla Jalalu. Allah Jalla Jalalu. Nobody else. The only one who will decide on the day of judgment who will go into Jannah and who will go into Jahannam. Who is that? The one who owns Jannah and the one who owns Jahannam. You do not own Jannah. I do not own Jannah. You do not own Jahannam. I do not own Jahannam. We cannot send anyone here or there. So seek to please only and only the one whose pleasure matters. Do not seek to please those whose pleasure or displeasure has absolutely zero value. And about that day of judgment, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduce himself? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Reflect on the Quran, my brothers and sisters. This surah, Suratul Fatiha, is the surah we recite the most often, every rakat of every salah. Fard or sunnah or witr or wajib or mustahab or nafil, tahajjud, qiyamul layl, every salah, if you are standing in salah, there is no salah without the surah, we recite the surah. Let us reflect on this surah. Let us think about this surah. about this particular day when all of this will be there. How did Allah introduce Himself? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Why? The introduction sets the expectations. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us? Allah is saying, O my slaves, all of this is true. All of this will happen. But don't worry. You are coming before Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Don't worry. Don't worry. You are coming before Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Are Allah agar ye nahi kehta to kaun se kehlwata bhai? If Allah had not introduced Himself like this, who among us had the power to say to Allah, Oh Allah, please don't write instead of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, you have introduced yourself as Al-Wahidul Qahar. Ya Allah, please change this. Call yourself Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Please, when I stand before you and I say Al-Wahidul Qahar, Maliki Yawmiddin, Ya Allah, my ruh goes away. My heart is destroyed. I'm thinking I'm standing before Al-Wahidul Qahar on the day of judgment. What will happen to me? Which amal of mine is there? Which can be presented to Allah? Which amal of mine is there? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witness. I don't even have one amal like that. I am living proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, I would not be standing here. And my Rabb is my witness. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had introduced Himself through His sifat of Jalal, through His sifat of Izzah, through His sifat of Kamal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. How do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all for this? What do you think? Before we do anything else, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allah, how can I thank you for introducing yourself like this? Because the introduction sets the expectations. If you are Rahman or Rahim, and you said you are Rahman or Rahim, then I have the expectation of your Rahmah. When I come before you, I am sinful, but your Rahmah is for the sinful. I have disobeyed you, but I made Tawbah, and your Rahmah is because you accept Tawbah. Who is your rahmah for? Those who have wasail, they have wasail. Oh Allah, my wasila is you. My wasila is your rahmah. And you said you are Rahman or Rahim. So on this day when I come before you, cover me in your rahmah. I make this dua for all of you. Cover me in your rahmah. Hide my faults like you hid my faults on the day of judgment. Hide my faults on the day of judgment like you hid my faults in this dunya. Now brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used ayat which for anyone who understands them, and we should understand them, and we should read the meanings of these and reflect on them. The idea is not just to read the meanings. The idea is to reflect on these ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself in ways which for anyone with a atom's weight of iman should make his heart shiver with what is being described. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَخُرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. The people will be asking, what's happening? What's happening? What's this earthquake? An earthquake like there has never been an earthquake before. An earthquake which will not only destroy everything on the surface of the earth, but which will also throw out what is inside the earth. وَبُعْسِلَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in the graves will be thrown out. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. The earth will speak and it will tell its story. It will talk about what was happening on it. The earth will bear witness not only to what is happening, for example, in Egypt today. where people are being killed, Muslims are being killed by Muslims because they say La ilaha illallah. The earth will not only bear witness to what is happening in Syria today, where Muslims are being killed by Muslims because they say La ilaha illallah. But the earth will also bear witness to what you did and what I did. The earth will bear witness to which place we frequented. It will bear witness to where we walked and went. It will bear witness to which meetings we sat in. It will bear witness to who we supported, what company we kept, everything. وَأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ will be shown, they will see their amal. Which kind of amal? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ Which kind of amal? Everything. Everything. Every small and big thing. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً You read the surah today in surah Al-Kahf? Ayahs from the surah. What kind of book is this? Everything is in it. Saghiran wa kabiran. Small and big. Mithqala dharratin. Allah knows the meaning of dharra. What do we understand? That it is something which will be shown. Not just told about. Shown. Yara. You will see. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hide us and to hide our sins on that day. Because imagine the disgrace if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hide those sins. Every single thing that we were doing and we were not doing will become visible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ The seas will explode. I can give you scientific explanations from physics and chemistry about all of this. When creation is reversed, water is a combination of hydrogen and oxygen. If that is reversed, you get the most phenomenal atomic reaction that you can imagine. Huge, huge, huge quantities of heat is generated and the seas will catch fire. Because the atom is split. Forget all that. Forget all that. Think about what will happen to me. We are not sitting here on a scientific analysis of the Quran. We are looking and saying, what does this do to my heart? This is the biggest fitna that we have today. We sit and scientifically analyze the Quran. This ayah, oh, this is what it means. This is a scientific miracle, blah, 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 blah. Did that do anything to your heart? The Quran did not come as a book of science. It came as a book of signs, S-I-G-N-S, a book of ayat, not as a book of science. Irrespective of whatever is the scientific explanation, and some we will understand and some we will not understand till the day of judgment, for a very simple reason, which is that the knowledge of Allah is superior to our knowledge. So there will always be parts of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will be beyond our understanding. And this is the reality of life. I mean, Kamal Bhai is sitting here, so let me... I get all the inspiration from people who are sitting in front. Let me ask Kamal. He's a scientist, mashallah. He's a scientist. He's a highly decorated scientist. May Allah bless him and give him more and more darajat and make him an icon for this ummah, inshallah. But let me ask him to explain his branch of science to one of you guys here. I'm not saying you are fools. It's just that it's not your area of expertise. He cannot explain. I can guarantee you that he cannot explain. And the reason he cannot explain is not because he doesn't know his science. It's because you do not have the basic knowledge to understand what he's saying. Even to understand that, we need certain level of basic knowledge to understand the explanation from an expert. So why are we so surprised if there are parts in the Quran that we don't understand? Of course we won't understand. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The seas will explode. And the graves will throw out what is inside them. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. And then the Quran asks a question. Allah says, you will see whatever you sent before and whatever came after. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question. What is the question?
يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ.
Oh, insan. Oh, human beings. How is it that you ignored your Rabb who is Kareem? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. My brothers and sisters, I have said this many times before. The Kalam of Allah is not a dead mantra to be recited. It is not a wazifa to be recited. If Allah is asking a question, prepare the answer. Allah is asking a question. Are you insan or no? The question is to you. Allah is asking, why, how come you ignored your Rabb who is Kareem? Prepare the answer. Because that's a question to you. It's a question to me. No point in just reciting the ayah. Answer the question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about what will happen to the world that we know. To the major parts of this world which we know. Which we absolutely assume that this has to be there forever.
إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
They will have to answer. All those who are killing people have to answer this. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
وَإِذَا الصُّحُوفُ نُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِتَتْ وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ زُلِفَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا حَضَرَتْ.
When the sun is wound up and it loses its light, when the stars shall fall, when the mountains shall be made to pass away, and when the pregnant she-camels will be neglected, and when the wild beasts shall be gathered together, and when the seas shall become, the seas will explode, when the seas shall become blazing fire, and when the souls shall be joined with their bodies, and when the female infant buried alive shall be questioned for what sin she was killed, and when the written pages of deeds, good and bad, of every person shall be laid open, and when the heaven shall be stripped off and taken away from its place, and when the hellfire shall be kindled to a fierce blaze, and when Jannah shall be brought near, then every person will know what he brought, of good or evil. My dear brothers and sisters, reflect. Reflect. Reflection is a function of importance. We reflect only on those things we consider important. So if we don't reflect on the Day of Judgment, then we should ask why. Is it that we don't believe? Is it that we believe it will happen but not to us? Is it that we have some guarantee from somewhere that somehow we will be saved? Why then do we not reflect? Ask. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to say the same thing over and over and over? Maybe because we are stupid, I agree. But still, how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about that day, about His glory on that day?
Inna yawma al-fasli kana miqata. يوم ينفق في السور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا.
All the ayat of Surah An-Naba. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا.
The day when Ar-Ruh, the name of Jibreel alayhi salam, and the angels will stand saffan saffa, row upon row upon row, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the number of His creatures, and nobody will speak except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody. لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن. And then the one who speaks will speak only something good. وقال صواب. And then Allah said, ذلك اليوم الحق. ذلك اليوم الحق. This ayat did not come for us to pronounce the khalqalah. The ayat did not come for us to repeat in salah out of our khushu, inshallah. The ayah came for us to reflect on that this is the day about which Allah said there is no doubt. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself, if there is no doubt and if I have to go and if I have to see that day, then what am I doing about that? How am I preparing myself for that day? I want to end with the famous ayat of Surah Al-Hadid, also about this day, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us among those who are mentioned in this ayah and enable us to do those kinds of actions which will ensure that we stay with these people. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for me that I should be among your companions on the day of judgment and in Jannah. He came and said, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua that I should be among your companions on the day of judgment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will make dua, but you help me with your deeds. What kind of dua is this? The Nabi needs your help. The dua of the Nabi needs your help. What is the result? What is the lesson that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that anyone who believes that somehow magically someone is going to drag him by the scruff of his neck and put him into the Jannah, this doesn't work. It's not going to happen. If you believe that, then you are among those who believe in fairy tales. Fantasies. Does not happen. Who will be in Jannah? The one who worked for that. Only that person will have the mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing good and making tawbah for the evil that we do. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. And what about those cool friends we have today? What about them? What will happen to them? All those who invite you towards disobedience of Allah. All those who look and find dalail for you, dalail from shaitan, to legitimize your disobedience of Allah. All of those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited and made music haram. But what about your cool friends who say that, no, it is halal. It is halal. Here is the dalil. What about those who invite you towards evil? What will happen to them? May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive them. May Allah give them tawfiq to make tawbah before it is too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَ نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةُ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ.
They will call, were we not with you?
يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُم بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورُ فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ هِيَ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ.
Question to you. Question to you and me. Allah is asking this question. What is the question?
أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ.
These are ayat of Surah Al-Hadid 12-16. I will translate only the last one for want of time, because that is the ayah which is the question. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah is saying, has not the time come for the hearts of those who believe to be affected by the Quran, by Allah's reminder, and that which has been revealed of the truth? And what will happen if that does not happen? What will happen if you do not take this reminder? Allah says, lest they become as those who received the scripture before, and the term was prolonged for them, and so their hearts became hard. Their hearts were hardened and many of them were fasiqun. My brothers and sisters, let us reflect on the day of judgment. Let us reflect on the introduction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to introduce Himself with. Let us reflect on this day when there will be no help except the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us not play games with ourselves. Let us not try to fool ourselves, because there is no one else we are fooling. Let us be aware. Let us fear Allah. Let us fear the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us look forward to His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover us with His mercy. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hide our faults like He hid our faults in this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to make it easy for us to do those deeds which are pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from everything which is displeasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us in a state of complete iman and yaqeen, in a state when we are completely fulfilling every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that when we go on the day of judgment, we will not be ashamed to stand in front of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because we have been disobeying his sunnah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us in that state. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.